Deutsche Welle News.
This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. Syrian troops have launched a ground assault in the main rebel stronghold of Baba Amro in the city of Homs. Opposition sources say fierce fighting is taking place with heavy machine guns. Meanwhile, the Syrian regime is viewing with suspicion the appointment of the former UN chief Kofi Annan as the UN and Arab League's special envoy for the crisis in Syria. Annan is to be briefed in New York on Friday before heading to Egypt and other countries in the region. UN humanitarian chief Valerie Amos on Wednesday said she has again been refused permission by Damascus to visit Syria. She wants to assess the humanitarian situation there and negotiate safety conditions for aid workers in order to deliver supplies. U.S. officials say North Korea has agreed to implement a moratorium on its nuclear activities in exchange for food aid. Under the deal announced jointly with Washington, international inspectors will be allowed into the country to monitor the moratorium. That includes a halt on nuclear tests and uranium enrichment, as well as long-range missile launches. The news comes 2 months after the death of leader Kim Jong-il and follows talks between U.S. and North Korean diplomats in Beijing last week. Analysts caution that North Korea has repeatedly backtracked on past deals. South Africa's ruling Africa National Congress has expelled its youth leader, Julius Malema. The 30-year-old was kicked out after the party's disciplinary committee found that he had shown no remorse after being convicted of promoting divisions in the party. Malema was initially punished with a 5-year party suspension for tarnishing the party's image. He was found guilty of causing racial tensions, calling for regime changes in neighbouring Botswana and unnerving foreign investors with his repeated calls for nationalisation. He has 2 weeks to appeal his expulsion. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton has accused Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir of trying to scuttle an historic peace deal with South Sudan that became the world's newest country last year. Clinton told U.S. lawmakers that Bashir's regime in Khartoum is actively trying to undermine the government of South Sudan. She said the Obama administration was considering using pressure to stop this. The U.S. played an important role in negotiating the 2005 peace agreement that ended Sudan's long-running civil war. You're listening to DW News. Armed pirates operating off the Nigerian coast have kidnapped 2 crew, including the captain, in a failed attempt to hijack a refrigerated Dutch-owned cargo ship. Authorities say about 8 pirates armed with guns fired at the ship and kidnapped 2 of the 14 crew members on board. The attack took place on Tuesday while the ship was anchored near the coast. This is the 8th attack off the Nigerian coast this year already. The top U.S. commander for Africa has expressed concern about the likelihood that terrorist groups in Somalia, North Africa and Nigeria want to work more closely together. General Carter Ham said that terror leaders from al-Shabaab, al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and Boko Haram in Nigeria want to more closely coordinate their training, funding and terror activities. He said the 3 groups were the top 3 threats in the region. Earlier this month, al-Qaeda formally announced an alliance with al-Shabaab. The 2 groups have been working together for several years. European Commission Chief José Manuel Barroso said he was optimistic about Greece's prospects 1 day before the start of a key EU summit in Brussels, where Eurozone leaders are to assess whether Athens has fulfilled conditions for its new bailout. Barroso was also upbeat about the prospects for the Eurozone, saying it was turning the corner. Greece has meanwhile rejected a proposal by Eurogroup chief Jean-Claude Juncker to appoint a new EU commissioner to coordinate efforts to save Greece's economy. Greek Prime Minister Lucas Papademos said he welcomed EU assistance, but said the Greek government and the Greek authorities will implement promised reforms in exchange for bailout funds. And the European Central Bank has given out €530 billion to 800 banks at a record low interest rate of 1%. It's the second large-scale distribution of 3-year funds in an attempt to be better positioned to fight the Eurozone crisis. ECB President Mario Draghi said a major credit crunch had been averted. In December, €490 billion were released. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, DW News.